Aloha.
It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 370. We've done a few. If you would like to reach out, you can do so via the email address, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. We also have a voicemail line where you can leave a message, 949-464-TBLS, 8257. Additionally, we do bonus content on our Red Circle page. Just go to theballerlifestyle.com, click the link at the top of the page, or just go to the show notes right now in the episode notes in this show that you're listening to, and there's a link there that you can click to get our bonus content. If you haven't listened, go back and listen to episode 369 we did last week in commemoration of the NFL draft. We discussed the 2014 NFL propaganda film Draft Day, which was made by the NFL and gets every single detail about football wrong somehow, which is insane. I'm joined, so go check that out, episode 369. I'm joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I've got two things.
Yeah.
Actually, three things.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I had to volunteer at my son's school, kind of shamed into it, like a mom that runs this kind of PTA stuff asked me to volunteer. They were doing like a book fair, and so I had to like run the cash register, and the classes come through and they buy books, right? And teacher comes up to me and she's like, "You're Mr. Daly, right?"
Yeah.
I said, yeah. She goes, "Your fly's down in front of the kids." I was like, "Yeah, great, great." You know, zipping up in front of a bunch of fifth graders is a cool look. We're talking about the draft, and I saw a very cool story. I mean, very just kind of a reminder of where people are in life. The guy who was drafted, the Bama running back who was drafted by the Steelers in the first round.
Yeah.
He had a pizza party before the draft for the homeless shelter where he lived for like 4 or 5 years.
I saw that. And that was amazing. Just,
it was such a beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
But and then they show the facilities, and it looks like where Randy got all fucked up.
Right.
You know, and it's just a reminder, like, holy shit. Some people, the background they have that they go through is
horrendous.
Impossible to comprehend.
It's horrendous. Yeah. It's, you don't know other people's journey, you know? It's like, you just don't know. That's why you got to just try to be the best person you can be and treat people with respect and love and dignity.
Absolutely. And I hope the citizens, my third and final point.
Yeah.
I hope the citizens of Hoboken have it in their heart for open-mindedness, because Michelle was working on something in the closet and things fell on her. Uh-oh. And she got a black eye.
Oh, oh no.
And I was like, Michelle, can you just kind of hang back, like stay home this week?
She walk into a door?
Because she has, you know, oh, this is what happened to me. I had a shoebox fall off the top shelf and hit me in the eye. And it's like, Michelle, but you know, only, I mean, even if people are being kind, only two-thirds of the people will believe you, if that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a great thing going, and anyone who knows us knows, like, we're very cool with each other. We don't fight and shit like that. But when the wife shows up with a black eye at things, it's real tough to explain. I can feel a few stares at my son's soccer game. Just feel a couple stares, like, oh, what happened there? Don't you know to use the ribs?
Right. You got to learn all those cop pressure points for when you tune them up. That way they don't show any marks.
Yeah. It's just a bad look, and I can't. There's nothing I can do.
Or
my clumsy wife ran into a door again.
Or aren't you supposed to like wrap your hand in a towel or something? I mean, there's got to be.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hey,
well, that's the whole thing with boxing.
Yes.
If it were bare knuckle, it would actually be better for you because the fights would be shorter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you don't have the extra weight of the glove bombing you in the face constantly. It's just, you know, maybe take a deep breath. Walk around the block next time first, all right? I don't know what Michelle did to make you so mad, but, you know, just try to use some de-escalating techniques. Next time.
That's right. Yeah. It was a bad look. It was a bad look.
Today, as we record this, it's May the 4th. It's Star Wars Day, Ed.
You know.
Yeah.
I think you're a little more anti than I am.
Yeah.
It's not like I did anything Star Wars related today.
Sure.
But when I was a kid, I was way into it. And then I've liked the recent... not so much the most recent one, but I like the other two recent movies. The trilogy.
They were okay. It's the emo Vader is a little tough to deal with. They should have just left the helmet.
In general, I'm not a hater of it, but like, what are we doing here as a society?
I know.
What's going on?
Yeah, we need a day.
What's the end game here? We need a day.
This is a fucking Disney product. You know, this is like,
and it's very Disney.
Yeah,
Disney-ish at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, what other products, you know, is it like Charmin toilet paper day? It's like Samsung television day. Like what? That's what you're having a fucking day for some shit that you buy? Get the fuck out of here. Then I got one more thing that I saw today.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get a little sip of water. My mouth's getting dry. I saw today. And this, I don't want to be one of these downers that's talking about COVID. There's a lot of COVID. I always get bummed out because it seems like every conversation devolves to COVID, but I'm going to be that guy right now.
It's been kind of a big thing.
It is, but it's a lot. It's just, no, people
it's
don't
a
come
lot.
Here.
I know.
People want to hear both sides. They come here to hear both sides, and we don't, you know, we don't want to spend too much.
Yeah, we're both sides kind of crew.
We don't want to spend too much time talking about COVID. But I saw that base camp on Mount Everest is
a lot of fecal matter there too, right?
Teeming and dead bodies teeming.
Yeah.
With COVID. It's just run amok.
They're just giving it to the shaman and leaving.
Yes. So, but I would say this, like, is there anybody less likable, more hateable, in fact, more deserving of COVID than some asshole dentist that wants to fucking say he climbed Mount Everest? Go fuck yourself. There's nobody I like less than Mount Everest climber.
It's not as bad as the dentist who killed the lion.
Right.
But it's not, but it's not Cecil. In that different of a, yeah, it's not in that different a family than the Cecil the Lion Killer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they're both people that need to spend a ton of money to feel like they're warriors because they, you know, they're chasing some masculinity thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm A-okay with hikers and people.
Sure. I hike,
you know, doing cool things. I know. Some people who are like more into it than others, and that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But the whole Everest thing, I've seen enough real sports segments, and it's a different level of jerk off.
Yeah, people fucking die doing that shit because they get gung ho, and they're like, they just want it. They have too much fucking money is the first problem. And
that's the main problem with this
thing. And they want to be able to go back to their stupid town with their dumb friends and be able to go, hey, what'd you do this summer? It's just not my, you know, climbed Everest. Hey, what have you been doing? I've seen you like with a lot of belaying gear and carabiners and whatnot and the ropes in the driveway. What are you doing? Just decide I'm finally going to do it. I'm getting ready to climb Everest this year. Just getting practicing, you know? And it's like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. There's nothing that will make me turn around and walk away from you faster than you talking about your stupid fucking Everest climb. Go fuck yourself. And I'm glad you're getting COVID. And I imagine the Sherpas are too...
I said shaman. The Sherpas, yeah, feel bad for the Sherpas, though.
Yeah, but they're too resilient, Ed. They carry these fucking idiot oral surgeons up and down this fucking hill every year, and sometimes they like it's like too dangerous to get to the top, and they're like, hey, you're at the top, and you're like, not quite at the top, you know? They're like, hey, good job. Yeah. All right,
it's like when I had like a 5-year old and it would be like, hey, you made it to midnight, let's count down 10, 9 and it was like 9:15.
It's that. So yeah, if you're fucking climbing Everest and you get COVID, I'm stoked about it. Like, it's just, you deserve it. Go, like, you know, join CrossFit.
You know,
do something
people,
really hard. Yeah.
Those people are the next progression of the people who go skiing and leave like 20 lift tickets on their jackets.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that too.
Those are the Everest people. Yeah. Like, they just needed to find a next level up.
I hate that. Where in the town where I live, Ed, you, if you live there, you can buy a parking pass and then you don't have to pay to park at any of the meters. So
yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, you get the pass, and then you just can park anywhere, and it's like, you know, $100 a year or something. But some people, they like layer the passes on their car.
Let you know they're not Johnny Come Lately.
Right. They're like, oh, I didn't just move here.
Oh,
as you can see, I have 5 parking stickers. So I've been around a while, and I'm just like,
where are we going here?
Right. How much do you think other people think about you? Because let me just explain to you. Everybody only thinks about themselves. They don't give a fuck about you or where you've parked or lived. Nobody fucking cares. The only thing that you're doing is making yourself look stupid, because people look at you and go, oh, hey, that's stupid. Whereas if you just had one sticker on there, they wouldn't think anything about you. So you've gone from having no thoughts about you to having people think you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a bond salesman.
Oh, fuck yeah. UBS.
Not so great at the hard sell.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you.
But what I was good at,
yeah,
was getting people to talk about their favorite subject.
Themselves. Yeah.
And that worked. That was my sales pitch. Like,
yeah.
We build a nice relationship by letting them talk about the thing they care most about.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And then it's like, hey, by the way, I know you're in the bond business. Let's make a deal. But for the most part, people just care about themselves. So back to your point, they like to think people think they're super cool for having 20 stickers.
Yeah.
But really, they're thinking, okay, this person's not thinking about me. They're doing something stupid with themselves.
Yeah.
And it makes you a subject of ridicule.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's having the opposite effect. So just like climb Mount Everest.
Calm down, everybody. Yeah. Just everybody calm down.
Everybody calm the fuck down. Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
I haven't heard from our good friend Manuel in Gardenia lately. Hope he's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He used to call in every week. Do we...
He's got a new target soon, I'm sure. Right.
Did we do something to insult him? I mean, we did.
No,
he was
no.
real he, mad he about handicapped up. People.
Yeah, but he teed up like 5 comments about handicapped people.
Right. Yeah. No, there was a lot of people. There's a lot of people that agreed with Manuel that handicap are just sort of very entitled on the roads, not just in their parking spots. You know, I'm not sure if I shared this here. I believe I shared it in an Insta story.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some loaded on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
On my Insta story, I shared this. I got, and I don't know if I've gone public with this, and it's, hey, I'll open myself to ridicule here. I got a parking ticket, Ed.
And I got a parking in years.
I got a parking ticket in my own office parking lot. So
what?
We occupy the whole building. The building is ours. It belongs to us. And we occupy the whole parking lot. And we're not open to the public where I work. And so parking is at a premium in our lot. So occasionally right. I will yield to the other employees so that they can take up a regular spot. I'll slide my vehicle into that handicap spot. Now,
oh no,
we don't have any, there's no one handicapped that's coming there. There's no visitors. I mean, there's some sales assholes that stop by unannounced sometimes.
Handicapped? But there's,
no, but salespeople are seen by appointment only. So sometimes I park there, and I've been parking there a long time, Ed. And I'm not the only one. Other people park there too if there's just no spots, because we know there's not any but any wheelchair-bound people coming to the business.
So do you have somebody in your office who ratted you out?
So that's the thing. I actually had somebody do, because I'll just say this. Well, I don't want to give too much detail. I had somebody who was related to a cop in the city in which I received this ticket go like, hey, what happened here? What do you think happened? And he didn't know, but he said one of two things happened. Somebody called, which is the most likely scenario. But it wouldn't be somebody that I work with because it's a relatively small business.
But is everybody, if somebody walks by, is it that?
Right. It could have been just some fucking hero.
I mean, that's some crazy, right?
No good busybody walked by and said, I'm going to call the police because this vehicle's parked in this handicap. I got the ticket, Ed. How much do you think a parking ticket, Southern California beach city, is for parking in a handy? I know. No, like somebody pulls into the grocery store, Ralph's, and is,
you're
and,
saying this, and, I mean, I'm yes. taking your word. This is a closed club kind of situation.
Yes, closed loop system, Ed. There's no handicapped person.
Because right, never, if you were trying to talk about the supermarket that you're doing this, I would have a problem with.
Right, of course. No one's going to do that at the supermarket. I'm not doing that at Trader Joe's.
You're saying this is, we know the players and there are no handicapped people in this crew.
Private property, private building, private parking lot. Completely closed loop system, not available to interlopers whatsoever. As a matter of fact, it's a secure facility. I'll just say that. That's all I'll say.
Fair. So I'm going to say this is a $150 ticket.
You are pretty close, only in that you missed it by $231 more dollars.
Oh, holy shit. What?
Yeah. It was $381.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right? I mean, we expensed it. Right? Like, I wasn't taking the hit for that. But the point is that it's a little, and I get that it's meant to be punitive.
But it's meant to be punitive in a situation where anybody.
Right. Right.
I mean, this is.
Right.
This is some world-class tattling asshole.
Yeah. I also recently, this hasn't been a good year for me in more ways than one. I also, last summer, received a speeding ticket, Ed, for going 60 in a 45. And the 45, anybody would be stunned that it's a 45 because it's basically a highway. For going 60 in a 45. And I don't have the exact dollar figure on that, but we can ballpark it. How much do you think they got me for going 60 in a 45?
Now, if I remember correctly, the only tickets I've gotten since college were like construction areas where on a highway you're not supposed to go this way. But
you're talking fines doubled in construction zones?
Yeah, like I've got the picture of me going 70 in what was supposed to be a slowed down 50, some bullshit like that. You know, like no cop, none of that. Like just I got the picture.
That's bullshit.
But I've never gotten one. But I do kind of remember with the tickets, isn't it like 1 to 14 miles an hour over is one?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Area, and then I think 15 to whatever is the next level up.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, based on your handicap ticket, 220?
Pretty close. It was around 300. I think it was 300 and change.
That's you're that's suffering steep. a lot of fines.
That's steep. That's a lot of red circle contributions. Let's just say that. That's quite a bit of red circle contributions to get us to $300 ticket. And imagine you're, you know, really living check to check, like even worse than me. $300 could really fuck up your life.
That'll break you.
Yeah, it could be impossible for someone to come up with $300. So then what? You go to fucking jail? If you do, you could do traffic school if you haven't had a ticket with like in the last year or something. You can do traffic school, but that costs more. So it doesn't go on your record. You don't take the insurance hit for it, but you got to pay more. And the thing is, I had gotten a fucking stop sign ticket that was kind of bullshit like a year before. And that was a couple hundred, and I did the fucking traffic school for that. I'm fucking basically a scofflaw. I'm just realizing how many tickets I'm getting.
You're officially in ne'er-do-well territory.
Yeah. Oh
my buddy, I remember when my buddy one time did the traffic school, and this was 20 years ago when he was still alive, but my buddy's still alive, but he had to watch a video narrated by a guy who had gotten tagged for a few DWIs, Pat Summerall. He's like, you wouldn't believe it. You could tell it was Pat Summerall like under gunpoint because he had to make up some things with the Pope.
Old Pat used to get toasted during the games. I believe when he was the Dream Team with John Madden, he had cleaned up his act and gotten sober. I believe he was sober quite a while towards the end of his life, but he was a real saucehead in his time. Yeah.
And, now, I don't believe he had totally cleaned it up with Madden. I think he was still.
Oh,
there
really?
Were some games. I thought there were some games that Madden really had to get super animated in the fourth quarter because.
His Pat Summerall, and he was so good. He had the low. He's like Favre looking Robert Brooks over the middle touchdown. Like he just like said that it had an economy of words that were just made it almost like poetic. The way he did it,
but maybe
he was tossed.
The way he did it, no, but the way he did it somehow worked, maybe because it was Madden he was setting up.
Yeah.
Whereas Joe Buck would do it. And Troy Aikman, I mean, we all saw that hit LeVar Arrington gave him. Maybe it's just he doesn't have Joe Buck does the same kind of dry delivery, but he doesn't have somebody spicing it up like a Madden.
I believe Wilbur Marshall also playing for your Washington football team.
Yeah.
Put a fucking direct crown of the helmet right on Troy's chin. At one point. And the rest of his career, Troy wore one of those big, like, padded chin straps after that.
But he gives off that punch drunk vibe
still. Yeah, well, yeah, he played in a different time. The thing about Joe Buck is it's not the language that makes him so fucking boring. It's that he does not vary his intonation at all. He just he keeps his voice at the same level for the entire game.
I agree, but when we're talking about Summerall, I'm kind of thinking that's sort of what he did, and I loved Summerall at the time.
Yeah. No, he was great. I love Summerall. He made it seem like an event every time. Yeah. That was his skill, where you're like, oh, whatever's happening is important here because of the sound of this voice. Yeah, it always felt big. Whereas Joe Buck does the opposite. He takes a guy fucking trapping a ball against his helmet after the quarterback ran away from two guys and heaves it 30 yards down the field in one of just the most insane things anyone's ever seen on the field. And he describes it like it's a ground ball to short in April. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was looking at that, because the way you said it sounded like nothing happened, which is weird. Yeah. Okay. We're doing voicemails. Let's play this. Let's play this VM here, buddy.
Hey, what's up, ballers? This is Luke from Fort Collins.
Oh, good dude. Do you think Luke and Telly know each other?
They live in the same town. It's not that small of a state, but I feel like all these Colorado guys.
Right. We know Telly and Dola know each other. Dola sent me the craziest thing, Ed. He sent me a screenshot from Facebook. Where someone had created an account called Brian Dolomite. And it was Dola's picture. Dola's a hockey referee. I'm not sure how many people know that. And it's Dola in his hockey referee helmet. That's his picture on Twitter. They had used Dola's picture from Twitter to create a Brian Dolomite account. And then it said, like, from Denver, Colorado, which is Dolomite, where Dolomite lives. And then it says located in Newport Beach, California, which is where I am from. And it had attended a high school, and the high school that they put that they attended, my parents went to that high school.
So you're going to wake up missing locks of your hair at some point, right? I mean, that's where this is going, right?
Do you think I'll open my eyes in the middle of the night and I'll be like, what is that? Like, something's wet, and I'll look down and some dude will be sucking my toes. And I'll be like, oh, this must be the Brian Dolomite guy.
Yeah. We found him.
Yeah. 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 Pretty interesting. Okay. Luke.
Brian, I saw your Insta story.
Well, hold on. You saw my what?
This is a pretty good one.
I could have it's a good, shower
it's really good.
Right before bed. Or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
The problem with these parody songs is that it becomes the song. There's no more original song. My name is Brian is the song. Like, there's no, you can't go back to the original.
Remember when I think I was at the dermatologist and I texted you. I was like, I'm sitting in the waiting room and I'm hearing my name is Luca, and it's just not going to work anymore.
It doesn't. I've had that happen too. I heard it in CVS or something. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I've interrupted Luke and Fort Collins enough.
Post-cigar teeth brush-a-thon. Oh, yeah. And dude, I'm right there with you. I mean, it's a rough struggle many is the time that I've woken up the day after having a cigar and I'm thinking, never smoking again, Sam. And then what do?
Yeah.
I smoke again, yeah. Sam. It's a rough life, but we got to live it. Peace.
Peace. Thank you for that, Luke and Fort Collins. I imagine
he's at the most famous cigar shop, right?
That's the best cigar store in Fort Collins.
Fort Collins.
He goes there. I did an Insta story brushing my teeth at work because I had played golf the day before and I had a fat Romeo and Julieta while I was playing golf. And I scrubbed my mouth when I got home. I did everything. I scraped the tongue. And then the next day, my mouth just still tasted so disgusting. And it like really dries out the throat. Cannot be good for you. And I was brushing my teeth again. And then the same thing happened this weekend. I have these loud neighbors. This is, you know, I live in pretty close proximity to my neighbors. And it's like a mother and daughter that live next door to me. And like if I'm on my balcony, I'm like right not far from their living room and they have the window open. And Ed, they watch every single night. They watch Family Feud with Steve Harvey. Like religiously, like they always... Right. They're watching Family Feud and they're like playing the feud with him, which is incredible. Then the other day, the daughter's like in high school and the mom's, you know, mom age or whatever. The other day I hear them and they're like, and everything they say, not only are we in close quarters, but they're right next to each other and they yell everything to each other. And so the daughter's like, Alexa, play Chicago PD. What? And then the mom's trying to do it too. And they're both like dueling with the Roku or whatever it was. And then she's like, go into the thing and pick Chicago PD. And I'm like, who the fuck is this interested in Chicago PD? And also, is that a show? I never even heard of it. They're so fired up about Chicago PD. The other night I go out there, I was doing a show on the Stereo app where I can be found occasionally to making more content. And I was smoking and I lit up a cigar and I could hear them fucking yelling bullshit at each other. And Ed, that cigar was lit for fucking 0.001 seconds. Like I barely got the match out and you could just hear their window go like they slammed it. So, and you know what? It's fucking, it kind of annoyed me because I mean, I get people don't like the smell of cigar. They smoke so much weed over there. I smell it all the time. I never see anything. Well, I don't.
You said they watch Family Feud every night, so you didn't have to say they smoke weed all the time.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yes, they definitely.
I knew that. I knew that. Yes. That was already that's redundant color for the story.
Yes, it definitely did. But I'm getting like I really am starting to really enjoy smoking cigars, and I had like a gross of them in my humidor. I have a little humidor on my shelf.
Wow.
I go in there.
Baller
and I went there.
Indeed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't buy like expensive cigars. And I went in there to get one the other night and I was getting low. I got to replenish my cigar stock because I'm getting so into smoking cigars again. It's really fun. Okay. Let's do some emails. I'm just going to double check because sometimes we get them late and I miss them. And then people are like,
the one thing I'll say about cigars.
Yeah. Just make your mouth taste like shit.
Yeah. When I was working at UBS.
Yeah.
I worked with a lot of cigar smokers, like guys who belonged to fucking New York City cigar clubs and shit like that.
Oh, amazing.
And I would go to some of these things. And then when I stopped working there, I just stopped. I haven't had a cigar in a long time.
Yeah.
And I know what you're talking about, that the morning after and brushing.
Yeah, disgusting.
I hated it, and I would be like, never again. I would still have it. And then one time, I said never again, and it actually took.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had one in, I don't know, close to 10 years.
That's how I feel about Jägermeister.
Yeah, well, it was never again when I was vomiting for like the 17th time that one day when I was 20. And it really was never again.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Because sometimes you swear things off, and it takes, and that's a good feeling. Right. Okay, let's do some voicemails here. Or email. Ballers, or should I say pancake-eating motherfuckers.
The only curse word is your swear word, however you want to say it, in a movie. They're like, well, we need to keep our PG-13 or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And that's what they chose.
Yeah, and like they got
this motherfucker. You know, this motherfucker can block or whatever. You know, when you're talking about a prospect, he calls up the guy and he goes, "All right, you pancake eating motherfucker? What?"
Right, and you know what? Pancakes are fucking delicious. I have not had a pancake in a while, and I'm all this pancake talk. I could use one. Yeah, I would love to have one right now.
I would definitely fuck with a pancake or absolutely a waffle right now.
Oh fuck yeah, absolutely. So glad you reviewed Draft Day.
What?
You all are spot on. This movie was not made for football fans, but wives of football fans. It is among my wife's favorite movies.
What?
Please don't ridicule her. She knows it's bad. She can't even articulate the aspects that she likes about it. She supposes that it is either the fact that the movie is pretty lighthearted and low stakes compared to other media we consume, or the fact that the cinematography and drone shots make D-plus cities look like D-minus places to live.
That is an amazing description.
It's really good. I wish you could have seen how excited she was when she heard you were reviewing Draft Day. We listen to you together every week. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for keeping the content coming throughout the pandemic. You have given us something to laugh about. That is Chris from Cambridge. Thank you, Chris. That's amazing. That's so cool to hear. Here's another one. Hello, ballers. The last few episodes have been better than great. The podcast has become a place of excellence after the 421 Baller Lifestyle Peace Treaty. That was the icing on the cake for me. I finally realized how great the both of you really are. You both make a place at least once a week where we could go to get away from life's adversities and have a laugh. Very few things feel better than laughing and having a great time. I believe more people should hear this podcast. Saying thank you isn't enough. I was wondering if both of you and your listeners would want to start a GoFundMe account to raise money to advertise and grow this podcast. Brian, you yourself have been on other podcasts and have had the hosts compliment the work that you and Ed do. The more listeners you have, the more chances you have to find the people who want to support your time with money. Your time you are spending is worth more than you're receiving. I appreciate that. I was wondering if you wanted to start a GoFundMe account to grow your podcast. I will donate $500 to the fund.
Whoa.
That's a lot. There are a few ways to get you to the top of the list. One of them is money. I honestly believe the second is to do an episode of Dolomite's White Christmas Special.
Oh, wait a second. I know who this is.
I think I do too. People grow up. People grow because people help. You helped me and others look forward to Wednesday every week. I would like to say more than thank you. I hope other listeners agree and want to help. Any amount is fine. To each of you and your listeners, a sharp salute and thank you for your service. We all make this country a great place. Thank you, ballers. That is from Fan, of course. P.S. My wife proofread this email. Brian, you always call out my spelling and grammar errors. She asked me, what is the Dolomite Christmas special all about? She wanted to hear more about it as well. 2021 question mark. Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
Fan. I love getting emails from Fan. We might have to do, I just don't, I mean, we'll have Dolomite on to maybe retell the story around Christmas.
So this Christmas is going to be big for me because I'm going to have the Christmas item for everybody to buy. My book is about 85% done right now.
Shut up. And you're a machine.
I've been working hard at this one this year. I just started in January.
That's crazy.
And so I'm going to have to do some Christmas tie-ins so we can work something around Dolomite, although
yes,
it's not really
the
theme of my book. But
yeah.
Listen, We'll give them another run at it. We'll do something.
Oh yeah.
We'll do some fun Christmas stuff for sure.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely have Dolomite on. And if Fan, if you and the listeners want to get together something where we could start a little fund to place our to use as a way to grow the show, I'm very of course open to that, and I just appreciate your offer and your generosity. You're amazing.
Very
person.
Cool
thank
email.
You very much.
Thank you.
Yes, very cool. Thanks.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what's going on in the world of sports? This is a sports talk show, first and foremost. What's happening?
Some shocking news. Bella Caroli has been accused of horrific abuse of Nadia Comaneci in a new book. Brian, the sample size is big enough.
Yeah.
Should we cut off men from working with gymnasts at this
yes.
point?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Pretty they're large all, sample size now, right?
Yeah. And Bella Caroli, you could just see that.
You can
and also,
do it.
Right. And also, like, it's problematic that we know who Bella Caroli is. Like, why do we know that guy? He's a gymnastics coach. We should know the athletes, not the Romanian guy that yells at them and makes it so that they can only eat an apple and a spoonful of peanut butter every day and they don't menstruate properly. Menstruate.
And, you know, in 96, he really scooped up Carrie Strug pretty quick.
He did.
Like, nobody was asking you to pick her up. Like, she has teammates to lean on.
Yeah.
You know, she really, you're not part of the podium, buddy.
Yeah.
You're the coach.
She really nailed that vault. I will say that.
She did.
I got to be honest. I don't think I've watched really much of any gymnastics after that. I know it exists.
I don't really know why, but I definitely watched it in 96.
Well, oh, yeah, I did. Absolutely. I did, too. You know, it's the problem with the Olympics is it's programmed for a mostly female audience. So that's why you get so much swimming and gymnastics and ice skating and
track and field really gets shafted.
It does.
There's so many cool things and they're like,
yes,
yeah, we're gonna combine all this into 45 minutes one night.
Yeah, yeah, it's bullshit. You don't hey, I want to see fucking Sergey Bubka throw down that shit. Fucking pole.
But I mean, think of how cool an event the decathlon is, and after that Dan and Dave bullshit, they're like, you know what, we're not gonna do this anymore. That's the coolest event.
Yeah.
Everything. It's everything.
Like, if you win the fucking decathlon, you are immediately known to be the best athlete on the planet. Anybody that wins that event is just fucking as good as you can be at athletics. There's just no question about it. And also, they don't show any boxing. They don't show any wrestling. You have to, like, go look for that shit.
Yeah, and,
if you want to see it.
I will say, because I've spent the last two Olympics in London, or maybe three Olympics, it's not just America. Because the Brits do well in cycling, they show cycling like constantly during the first week. Like, that's their swimming. And they show that the cycling, and it's like kind of cool to see them like going sideways for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they have it on for a week straight.
Yeah. Here's the thing, the velodrome, this cycling, the short track or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
It's much like speed skating. They go really slow. Like they almost go like,
it's like a comical thing, right?
Yeah. They go like comically slow for like 8.75 laps. And then the last quarter mile, they all just fucking sprint. How about you just make the race that long? Just make the race that part where they actually try at the end, right, and then not have the first 28 minutes of them just going slow around, right, and like taking turns being in front.
The 100 meter dash, you're just sprinting.
Yeah.
You're not doing the cat and mouse bullshit. But I'm telling you, the Brits, they will put that on their TV screen. Yeah.
You know, watch that shit.
But, but again, like, you just want to watch a little bit of it, not all of it.
Yeah. But, not like that. Not like that time I was staying in a hotel room with my buddy Andy, and he came out of the shower and he's like, "Hey, you mind if I throw on the tour?" Fucking guy. I'm like, "They televised the Tour de France?" He's like, "Yeah." Threw on the fucking Tour de France.
When we know there's one person to blame on this one.
Lance Armstrong? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a real asshole. Ed, what else is going on?
A-Rod, analyst for ESPN, says the Mets should penalize Francisco Lindor if he hits more than 25 home runs. I haven't watched the Mets this year, but I guess he's the big, one of the big offseason signings.
Yeah, and I think they traded for him, and then they signed him to a contract. Yeah,
they signed him to a huge deal. He's a stud. He's off to a rough start, and maybe A-Rod was saying maybe he's going for too many home runs, and he shouldn't try for home runs, and they should fine him.
Yeah.
And just not sure A-Rod is really qualified to say that.
A-Rod hit like 600 and something home runs.
Yes.
Like, what's he talking about? And also, a home run is the best possible outcome of an at-bat.
Right.
Don't do the fucking thing that benefits your team the most.
The end goal is the home run.
Right. Elevate and celebrate. Like, try to hit it over the fence. That's the game. That's how the game works. Look, Alex, he doesn't strike me as like the most intelligent dude.
Aren't you almost positive he moves his lips while he reads?
Yes, he definitely. Yeah.
Like, remember, he gives off those vibes in a big way.
Remember he did that photo shoot. They did like a photo shoot of his apartment
when he was in New York. The blinds were up on his bathroom.
Not when he was observed relieving himself in the, you're rich too, by the way. Why don't you have that thing that when you turn the light on, it frosts the window. Yeah. How do you not have that? No, he had like, they did a photo shoot. I don't know if he was like selling his place or something. It was like an Architectural Digest thing or what, but he had like tons of like leather bound books, like on shelves and like on the coffee table, but they were like really styled. It wasn't any like really cool books like Heroes and Jerks by Ed Daly. It was like,
is it like Oliver Twist? Like,
yeah, A-Rod's you couldn't tell what they were because they all had like matched covers. Like they were just
super boring.
Yes, it's just there to like make it seem like you read books when you don't actually read any books.
Maybe he does read them the way Cory Booker reads to his girlfriend. What's her name?
Yes, in fictitiously
Rosario Dawson.
Yes,
and he just reads her passages from Lord of the Rings or whatever it is.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, what else is going on?
There's a New York sports reporter that just got out of jail, actually. But he,
Craig Carton?
Yes, Craig Carton asked New York Jets draft pick Zach Wilson about his, quote, really hot mom.
Disgusting.
And Wilson didn't really want to talk about it, surprisingly.
Who does? Weird question.
What? He's got to be the bad boy. Hey, I've already done time, and now I'm gonna talk about your hot mom.
He was like Ponzi scheming everybody for like tickets.
Yeah. Why, wasn't there a gambling aspect too? He was,
yeah. Well, he was a gambling addict, I think. So he was like, I actually don't know. But
he was,
I think
he was the morning guy with Boomer Esiason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, it was a, terp Boomer Esiason, by the way. Right, but it was one of those things that one morning they're like, oh yeah, Craig Carton is going to go to jail and we're going to have to shake up our morning.
Yeah.
New York City morning drive time sports radio.
Yeah.
And then he gets out and he's asking about somebody's hot mom. Like,
disgusting.
I mean, I'm not a prude, but like, you don't talk to somebody about their mom being hot.
No. Dude, she's not bad looking.
Yeah, I was looking at the pictures. I mean, yeah. she is attractive.
Yeah, she's got but oh, she calls herself a fitness fanatic. How old? She's probably younger than us.
He looked our like age. He looked like 12 on the draft stage. Right.
But he's BYU. Did he not do a? Oh, he says he's 21.
No, he looks 21. He doesn't look like he went on a mission.
He didn't do his mission. Usually those BYU dudes are men and they like have wives and shit.
Right.
Yeah, Craig. How do you get locked up and then you get a job in media right away? Like they just can't find anybody else.
You know what he's a talk radio troll type.
Hot take.
Yeah, like he's not smart about sports. He'll be like, hey, you know, Monday morning, I got shit faced this weekend. Like he's just a douche.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What else is going on?
So we're now, I think at this point, we're the bowling show of record.
Yeah, we are. We did the Ginger Assassin. We have a bowling correspondent who has a beautiful voice.
Greek church?
Yeah, Ben 906, who's got a Greek church, which is actually much more difficult than the 7-10 split.
Right.
To achieve in bowling.
Well, there was a man who filled a bowling ball with his father's ashes, then rolled a perfect game.
Like he put it in, like he made the holes deeper?
He made like a bigger and McCracken thing. Like yeah. I guess he filled it.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Illinois, that's man. Beautiful. And
Whoa. You're saying this happened, that this bowling related story happened somewhere in the middle of the United States of America, not on the edges.
Yeah. This happened on Miami Beach.
Okay. Right.
No, Illinois man. Mm-hmm. And his name really, John Hinkle is about what I thought his name would be.
Yeah. That's pretty close.
But I mean,
it's a real good guess.
How about this move? Really taking a shot at the dead dad. It's special. Dad shot 298, 299. Never had a 300.
Oh, wow.
I had goosebumps, chills. I mean.
Wow. It's pretty fucked up.
Dad just had a 300, buddy. He was in that ball.
Yeah, that's
Dad
right.
Dad knocked like down every pin.
Yeah, do you think you were going to do that without the extra 3 ounces of Dad? In the ball?
Had to twist the knife on Dad.
Right. I bet he didn't. I bet when he bowled that 300 game, he didn't pick up any Greek churches, which are much more difficult than a 7-10 split.
That's only fans of this show do that.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah.
I love more bowling stories, by the way.
Love bowling. Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports
segment. Ed, what's happening in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports?
R.I.P. to the great Shock G. I don't think we talked about him because we did the draft day.
I know, very sad.
57 years old. Do we know what happened?
I don't know. No, somebody else asked me and I didn't know when they asked me. I was playing golf, but it's 57 is too young to go.
I mean,
R.I.P. Shock G, Bay Area rappers, digital underground.
Great rapper himself, but I mean, he discovered Tupac for the most part.
He did. Yeah, I believe Tupac was like a dancer for Digital Underground, and then
he gave him his
come up from that.
His own verse on the same song or whatever.
Yeah.
And here's
very sad, very influential.
Didn't know this person.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Tempest Storm, the burlesque star who dated JFK and Elvis, dead at 93.
Dated, huh?
Brian.
Yeah.
How many STDs was Tempest Storm teeming with?
I mean, Slay FK was pretty dirty. Like, he'd fuck his secretary. He fucked them all. And then he'd be like, Era, I'm done fucking this one. Bobby. Bobby, you want to have this one that I'm finished with? You can have a turn, Bobby.
Put down your folders. And then
Elvis. Elvis, let's take her out to Hyannisport and Spit roaster, Bobby. Wouldn't be the first time. Don't bring Ted, though.
Rad Pack. Rad Pack, we're going to run a train on this broad era Tempest Storm. And then Elvis was working county fairs. Yeah. Like, he was fucking, like, dirty county fair people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This Tempest Storm must be impervious to STDs.
Yeah. Right. She was probably immune. She'd been.
Or she was just awful by the end down there.
Right. Yeah. Could be. Could be. What's going on? What else is going on?
So a woman never returned a VHS copy of Sabrina the Teenage Witch from 1999 and was just charged with a felony.
You know, I was my beautiful girlfriend Cheyenne was telling me the other day. She's like, you know, there's that big Blockbuster documentary on Netflix right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Where they're memorializing Blockbuster and how great it was. Yeah. And she's like, I couldn't watch this shit. She's like, but do people not remember how fucking awful Blockbuster was? And I was like, yeah.
It was a bad experience.
It was a bad, you couldn't get any fucking new releases. You had to stand there and wait by the fucking door as people were dropping shit off to
see
if you
could grab a copy. And
they always had
like 30 copies of Ghost Dad or something shitty like that.
Right. Yes. And everybody go in there and like stroll through and hey, you don't rewind that shit. They're going to charge you like $3 every time.
Right. Be kind and rewind or we'll fucking break your kneecaps.
Yes. And if one of those fucking tapes accidentally melts in your car, they're like, hey, yeah, that, VHS of, Airplane 3 that you forgot to bring back. Yeah, that's going to be $179. Do you want to just put that on your credit card or just charge it to your account or what? Like, they so overpriced their videotapes. Yeah, it was bullshit. I know I haven't watched the documentary, but somebody was saying that they basically that Blockbuster fucked up because they had a chance. Like they could have bought Netflix or something, or they had a chance to be the first to go digital and they didn't have the cash or something. And they punted on it. And then they immediately got passed by all the digital platforms. So fuck Blockbuster, fuck the last Blockbuster, and fuck this chick being like, who's prosecuting this? Like who's pressing charges here? Cause there's no stores left.
Yeah. And if you think about it, she probably didn't bring that videotape back out of embarrassment. I mean, Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. What?
Yeah. That movie's cause that was a show. But before that, wasn't that like a Disney movie from the 60s?
Oh, I was thinking she was renting the show. I didn't know there was a...
Well, Melissa Joan Hart, but did they have shows on VHS back then?
I don't know.
They didn't really.
You know, this is one of those things. Yeah. You kind of want to know, but you kind of don't want to know what's going on with this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I still miss the back room rental experience. See the kids these days.
The kids these days,
they don't know. They think, oh, porn is just, there's an endless supply of porno on your phone. And there isn't. There wasn't. You'd have to go, you'd have to pretend you were looking at Die Harder in the new releases.
Yeah,
and then
you'd
glance around. You're like, okay, nobody's looking at me. And you go, and you'd fold your body through the beaded curtain, try not to make any noise. But of course,
the beaded curtain makes a lot of noise.
And some places wouldn't have the beaded curtain. They'd have the saloon doors. So you'd go dunk through the saloon doors.
Yeah.
And then you get back in that back room.
Have some sarsaparilla and some pornography.
Yes. Yes. And some Bukkake Party 5. And you go back there and then there'd be a couple other deviants looking at the pornos. And then you'd be like, oh, I can't look at, you know, I got to just look at like, like Playboy lingerie real quick, you know, so these people don't think I'm freaks like them. And then, you know, they're like pretending they're not getting, they're like, oh, what's this over here? This is just Girls Gone Wild 6. But really they're grabbing like double anal gangbang number 5, and they're like sneaking it in there.
It was such and a then, gross feeling yeah, being in that little room with somebody else. You just yeah. you didn't want to yeah. you just it bummed you out.
And then there'd be like one shelf of like gay porno, and you'd be like avoiding it like there was a force field around it. You'd be
the,
like
the front covers were pretty graphic.
Yeah, even if you wanted, even if like your jam was like on the shelf below it, you'd like have to squat down and like over pronunciate that you're not. Oh, I'm definitely not looking at this gay porno. I don't even see this gay porno here. I'm looking at the stuff below it.
Right, you had to take a wide berth around that row.
Yeah, yeah, it was tough times. These kids these days don't even know.
So, an Italian hospital worker. He was accused of skipping work.
Yeah, that happens. You get a little sick. Something comes up. You know, it's much easier over there in Italy when you're like, "Hey, my guy, I got to take a couple days off. My dad broke his hip, and I got to take him back and forth to some doctor's appointments. But I'll be back on Monday." No, a big deal. And they're like, "Hey, you take as much time as you need, my friend." And it's not, you know, it's they have socialized medicine over there. It's not that big a deal.
True. He took as much time as he needed, and he did come back on Monday, but it was a Monday 15 years later.
Wow. This is like that guy that played the football player in the program, and he also was in summer school, and he's there on the first day of summer school, and then he doesn't show up again to the last day of summer school. It's the same guy, right?
And I texted you about him. He had a son in the actual NFL draft this weekend.
I know. It's insane.
Alvin Mack.
It's insane.
Yeah Jerome. This time I recommend I pass.
Yeah. Yes. He's awesome. Yeah. Hey, don't we all want to take a 15-year paid vacation?
Yeah, is it on
from
him
our job?
That the hospital kept paying?
No.
Or is it on the hospital?
No, it's not. Because you know he probably got another job. Like he's been working, he's been double dipping, which I respect. I respect the fuck out of a double dipper.
I don't know that he was working another job.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, you've seen those employment records over there in Europe. It's not a given that they went
back
to work.
It's true. I know what he probably was doing. He was probably hanging out at a cafe, leering at young girls and trying to have sex with them. And I only say that because he's Italian and they need it. They need it down there in Italy. That's the truth.
Kansas State rep and substitute teacher Mark Samsell was arrested after video showed him kneeing a student in the groin and asking about kids' sex lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then another video surfaced of him, of the Republican lawmaker, pushing someone against a wall and warning, "I could put the wrath of God into you right now."
So that's, he's nicknamed his penis the Wrath of God. he's named it after his favorite monster truck. He's like, "Hey, you want to see the Wrath of God?" And people are like, "Oh yeah, this is Kansas. We love monster trucks." And he's like, "Oh no, it's a different Wrath of God. I'm gonna put it into you." And it's his dick.
It's just sad. I mean, listen, any profession is a noble profession. People are hustling, trying to make money. But it's sad that he's a state rep, but also working as a substitute teacher.
That is kind of, well,
I mean,
you know,
I just.
In other states,
it's
not
substitutes.
Yes,
like
yes,
it's a tough gig.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about how I treated substitutes.
Yeah,
not a lot of respect. Bad gig. And this guy,
but
I get why he was pissed off.
He had two thankless jobs. Yeah,
I get why he was pissed off with the students. Yeah. I just don't know kneeing them in the balls and saying that he could put the wrath of God in them was the best move.
No, this is probably not the right idea.
So hopefully
everybody's recovered.
Yeah, hopefully those balls are okay. An elderly couple with dementia used Morse code to Morse code helped know the locks combination, and they escaped a secure assisted living facility in Tennessee. But the problem was
that
Yeah, I mean, it was like a badass escape. But the problem was they were an elderly couple with dementia. So they were found wandering along the side of the road of a nearby block.
This is like that movie Peanut Butter Falcon, where Shia LaBeouf is like a badass, like he's like a scamp in down in the swamps and stuff in the around the Florida
Panhandle
area where they fish. Well, it might be the Panhandle, the Redneck Riviera. He might, because they're like fishing for crabs and stuff, and then they're he pisses too many people off and he's got to go on the run. And then he hooks up with a kid with Down syndrome who broke out of like an institution. And he's like, I'm out of here. And he fucking went through the window in his underwear, shimmied. And they escaped and they went on adventures and stuff. Like that's kind of similar to this, right? Escaping the dementia facility.
But it's pretty crazy. They had enough to get out, but they just didn't have enough to keep going.
Right. I don't know my phone number that well. Like I screws me up sometimes if I have to tell people my phone number or like the voicemail line to this podcast.
Yeah. Life is hard. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So props to dementia people.
Well, we just had the Oscars and, I got a feeling we're going to hear about this movie at next Oscars. Vin Diesel to star in Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie.
That's that thing where it's like Hungry Hungry Hippos, where it's just like Thumb War, where each person grabs a handle.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
You're mashing.
And also, wait, didn't they already do this with Hugh Jackman, that very hetero song and dance man, Hugh Jackman from Australia?
Didn't he do
a Rock'em Sock'em? I think they did this already.
They've done
with Hugh Jackman.
They've done Battleship. They've done a lot of.
Oh, yeah, they do all the games. I haven't seen a Candyland or a Sorry.
Boggle the movie.
That'd be good. That'd be a good one. And, you know, I heard on the radio or someone was talking that they were talking about Mike Trout, might have been on TV, and they were saying how he's so competitive that one of the bullpen guys quarantined with Mike Trout at his house with his family, and that Mike Trout would be like, hey, like let's chip golf balls against each other or like let's shoot hoops. And then, but also he was like, Mike Trout beat me like 50 games in a row at Scrabble. And I got to say, how fucking bad was that bullpen guy at Scrabble?
I mean, you're bound to hit a few triple word scores along the way, right?
Right. I mean, it's Mike Trout's from South Jersey, Ed. He doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. He's like. He
doesn't strike me as like the most erudite ball player that's ever been.
Well, maybe he can be holding the other handle in Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
With Vin Diesel. Is there anybody better to star in Rock'em Sock'em Robots than Vin Diesel?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of his acting style, just kind of mashing until the movie's over, right?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
So...
What else, Ed?
I apologize if you've already discussed this, but Josh Duggar has been charged.
I have not.
Yeah. Child pornography. I guess he possesses.
Yeah. I didn't know who these people are. These Quiverfuls, or are they LDS? Do we know the Duggars?
Is he like the oldest son? Because he looks kind of old. I thought it was a show.
Yeah,
about
he's
kids.
The oldest. I think. It was. He's the oldest kid.
Now he's got like
he's an
seven.
Adult. Yeah, because they're Quiverfuls or they're LDS. I don't know.
Quiverfuls
I don't know
are
which
like
they
Phil
are.
Rivers, right?
Phil Rivers is a Quiverful. You need a full quiver of fucking kids. You need to fuck a lot to have all those kids. I felt real bad for that Duggar mom because she had like 20-something kids. That's disgusting. Imagine her fucking womb must have just been fucking kicked. It looked like a fucking Bota bag. In there, it looked like a whoopee cushion. I don't know.
I remember.
I can only imagine.
Some comedian after Octomom came out, he said, her uterus must look like the back of an entertainment center. Well, the
cool. That's a good one. That's a good one. It's better than mine. Yeah, I don't know, but I did hear, I think Malls told me that this Duggar guy, when they were growing up, they had to like separate, they had to make it like the Brady kids, except that like if he were Greg, he would be like physically barred from being able to go into his sister's room because he was known to go in there. He was known to go in there and diddle. And I think his parents even turned him in for the diddling. And now he's got his own family and he's got CP on his computer.
I mean, call me crazy, but I get the feeling after a dozen or so, you don't have good control, quality control over your kids.
No, but this is the first. Figure this one would be the most
right
together.
But at the same time, when you've got like a 12-year-old and you've got like 9 other kids, you're going to just let them go. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, you got to let them run loose. And not 9 other. They had fucking 19 other.
Right, just but I'm saying when he was 12.
Oh, right, yeah.
Something like that. But, I mean, my second child was about a month old when I got snipped. I was good.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was right there with you.
I've noticed in recent years there's kind of a cottage industry on dunking on Hitler, and everybody's happy with it, and I'm happy with it. But a new documentary says Hitler liked women peeing on him during sex and was incestuous with his niece.
Wow. And I mean, I feel real bad for the niece. Not just because she was preyed upon by an adult man who happened to also be Hitler. But everybody knows Hitler had that weird dick.
Yeah, he had gross equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, which is probably what motivated him to be such a monster. Having a fucking weird dick like that, it's hard to be well-adjusted. Hitler was basically the first incel that we know of.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because he was a guy that couldn't really score with the ladies. You know, he was 3-time loser, tried to get shit going, got locked up, wanted to be an artist.
Had shitty artwork.
Fucking sucked. Yeah, and so he's like, nobody will fuck me. You know, I got a missed girlfriend, whatever, Ava Braun, but it didn't sound like he was fucking her very much. And also, he didn't get her until he was the fucking Führer trying to conquer the world. This guy was a fucking incel, Ed. This guy's no different than those dudes on Reddit complaining about the Chads. I bet Hitler was complaining. He's like, the Chads! This is because of the Chads! Put the Chads! And then bring them, round them up!
You know who else you should feel bad for? Blondie.
Yeah.
You gotta know Blondie.
Oh, and Dagwood?
No, Blondie was his dog. You know Blondie went on a lot of peanut butter missions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Disgusting, Ed. You are disgusting. Unbelievable. What's wrong with you?
Oh, speaking of disgusting, a man was arrested at Kid Rock's Nashville bar for removing his colostomy bag and swinging it around. Thus spraying everyone in the bar.
Well, he's like, I'm going to do the Kid Rock's music of bar tricks.
My name is Kid.
Yeah. Do you know how, like, you ever go to a bar and there's like the bartender's like really good at magic, you know, and he's like gets bored and he like starts doing like coin tricks and shit on the bar, and you're like, or just, it doesn't even have to be the bartender. It's like people that spend a lot of time in bars, they like know how to like balance the glass on a quarter or something, and you're like, fuck, you are a loser. Well, that's this guy's. Like, everybody's got one of those things.
Put away your tricks. Give me another cocktail. Yes.
And this guy's like, hold my beer. And then he whips off the bag.
Yeah, he's doing Urban Cowboy with his fucking colostomy bag.
Right. I imagine those bags aren't they just like little? I mean, I've never seen one, but I don't imagine them being like very, like hardy.
I just know he sprayed a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, but, and still, like,
you know,
yeah,
the old phrase, you mess with the horns, mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Yeah.
You go to a Kid Rock honky-tonk bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Be prepared to be splattered with shit.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta agree.
A study finds that poorer men like bigger breasts, while the richer like them smaller.
Interesting.
I find it fascinating.
I like just natural breasts. They can be small.
I like they can all. Be big. I like all kinds. I guess I'm not into Morgana the Kissing Bandit situations.
No, she was a rapist, Ed. That's why you're not into her.
But I'm saying, are they saying poor people are into that situation?
She would run onto the baseball field to like grab Nolan Ryan's dick
to like mouth in the rape the Kirby game. Puckett.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, oh, there's Morgana, and just because she had just ridiculously giant tits, they'd be like, here comes Morgana.
She's up to her skullduggery.
Yeah, and then they'd like fake arrest her and take her off the field. Like, what? Imagine
where are we going with this?
First of all, imagine there being a fan at a WNBA game. First of all, I know it's hard, but then imagine that fan like tries to
Matthew Modine, the famous clip of him going crazy at a New York Liberty game.
Is that true?
Oh yeah.
I had a hard time because I tried to watch that on Netflix. I tried to watch. They made a movie. Like a quasi documentary, but then they also acted out parts of it, which is horrible. And it was about the college admission scandal, and Matthew Modine played the master.
Oh,
he's in the movie. He played the mastermind, but they put this huge wig on his head for the whole thing. And I'm like, I cannot stop looking at this fucking hairpiece this guy has on. Like, it's completely took me out of the movie. But yeah, imagine first of all that there's a fan at a WNBA game. Secondly, imagine he runs onto the pitch and is like, "Hey, let me kiss a few broads out here." Like, he'd be arrested and put in prison. Meanwhile, this Morgana and her big old cans was just out there like
sloppy squeezing. Lipstick job.
Yes, disgusting. It's just such a different time.
I sent you the picture of Modine at the WNBA game.
Unbelievable. That's just crazy.
He's pumped.
Yeah.
Well,
he is.
A Missouri inmate who smuggled a gun in her vagina was sentenced to 10 additional years in prison.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Was it, it wasn't like a Desert Eagle.
I mean,
right? Was it like one of those little Derringers?
I think it was probably on the smaller side.
Yeah.
But there are some angles on that thing that I know.
Sharp.
Seems like a weird move.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I feel like it'd be hard to hide it in the joint. And also, don't they, like, look inside you? Like, when you go in, they're like, hey. They
bend over. You know,
they bend over and cough.
You know, all I really know about prison is the de-lousing scene in Shawshank and Oz.
Yeah.
And Oz. That's what I know.
Oz. Yeah, how about when Luke Perry, R.I.P., they mortared him into the wall
alive. Right about now, they'd be doing a little construction work and finding the pastor or preacher or whatever in the wall.
Yeah, yes.
Unexploded grenade found in a German forest was actually just a butt plug.
Did they return it to my friend Paul, or does he have to... does he have to fill out like a paperwork or something, or like show a receipt? Weird shape. Like, any of the butt toys I've ever seen are like vaguely like penis shaped,
right?
Yeah, or there's like the balls, you know, where it's like string of like beads, yeah. And or it's just a good old fashioned just butt plug, which is just right the perfect shape to just like
plug.
Like, plug it right in. Yeah,
this was like a grenade with a handle.
Yeah, how's that? Like, whose butt can accommodate?
Yeah, I mean...
Not this
guy. Germany's been through a lot, and I guess they just don't know how to stop torturing themselves.
No, it's... You know, they've They have a lot of shame over there, and they're very regimented.
They love it. Following schedules.
Yeah,
they orderly. Do. They really,
yes, and precise.
And that, you know, that manifests itself. You stay on task too much, and you have to put in a grenade in your ass. That's just kind of how it goes. Speaking of repressed cultures that kind of have to work things out, a 39-year-old Japanese man was arrested for dating 35 women at the same time in order to get lots of birthday presents.
Well, so, I mean, that's the real issue here, right? Like, they're saying, oh, this guy's a bad guy. He deceived these women.
What's the arrest for?
Right, right. He deceived these women. But I think, and if anywhere is a place that would do the right thing here, it would be Japan. I think this guy's been arrested for being way too into his birthday.
I mean, it was clear his reasoning was to get birthday presents.
Yeah.
Which
that is,
how long has he known these people? I know there's a gift giving element to their culture.
No, right.
But I mean, can you really get a great gift from a woman you've been on two dates with?
No. Yeah,
I mean, she could give you the greatest gift, but I think that he was looking for other.
Yeah,
I think he was looking for material gifts.
Yeah. And you probably would end up like doubling up on things. So what's he returning them? Like, how many tentacle porno drawings can hentais?
Yeah, a lot of hentai.
Can one guy accumulate? And also, who's got the time? Like, it seems
exhausting.
Yeah, people got to work and they got to do podcasts. Like, how many dates can you go on? Is it just like fucking speed date? Like, you schedule them all like half an hour apart at the same coffee shop? It just seems like a lot. It
seems like an episode of Frasier at the coffee shop. He's got different.
Yeah.
Or maybe more Regal Beagle behavior.
Yeah, I was going to say Jack Tripper. He accidentally scheduled both Gretchen, the stewardess, and Trixie, the cocktail waitress, and they're both at the Regal Beagle, and Larry's there to help him out, but he didn't make it or something, and now he's got to. I mean, this is an episode. I think this has happened. He like has to bounce back and forth between the tables to try to get two dates going, and then Roper shows up and fucks it up.
Yeah, I mean, Three's Company. There was about four of these episodes per year.
Yeah.
Get the multiple dates.
It's a classic show.
Or get the multiple Christmas parties to go to, the Ropers or some friends. There's always something multiple going on. Speaking of multiple, the guy who made a Bug's Life fleshlight has come out with a second type of fleshlight, one that's shaped like Shrek's ear.
Oh, whoa. What?
Bug's Life
is worse than
the
grenade.
Yeah. Bug's Life is like a Pixar, Bug's Life looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he came up with Shrek's ear for people to.
I don't understand. Like this, like fleshlight.
I mean.
And it's like, or the guys that like need to like fuck the bed. You know, like they're like, oh, I put two pillows. I make like a little A-frame out of two pillows. And then I put inside of it, I put a Ziploc bag and I fill it up with warmed olive oil. And then I get my magazines laid out and I fuck it like I'm really fucking. And it's like, dude, just fucking jerk off and the urge to do this weird shit will go away. Just jerk that dick right off till the cum comes out and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You won't have to think these weird ass thoughts all the time. Like, what is wrong with just a regular ass hand
and
jerking a regular ass dick?
And there's nothing sadder than the cleanup for a situation like this.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, no. Is there a guy 100%. Scrubbing out the inside of Shrek's ear?
100%. Ugh. Like, Sometimes I'm feeling just a little, I don't want to get too deep here, but sometimes I'm feeling like just a little extra dirty.
Oh, like just, when you jerked off at work?
No, that was,
upstairs early 2000s.
Yeah, I was upstairs in the loft. I was the only one I was the only one in the building. There was no other people.
But there's fluorescent
around.
Lighting and PCs, right?
Yeah, that's true. I was up
very
in the loft, but you know,
vibe.
No, it was a creative space, okay. Ed. So there was like a ping pong table and a hoop thing, and I was on the couch. And it was when that Paris Hilton tape came out, and I was very hungover. And I needed some relief, and I let it go. But I think I just jerked into a paper towel. But sometimes you're just like really feeling it, and you like let it go on your chest or something, your stomach. Oh. And then you're like, fuck. Immediately after, you're like, oh my God, I got to go straight in the shower. Like, I can't let this drip anywhere. Like, it's all regret at that point is what I'm saying. Like,
all regret.
Just do it the regular way. Don't try to style it. Don't fuck Shrek's ear or shove a fucking, what's it called? Grenade up your ass. Just do it the regular fucking way and you'll be fine.
Fair.
That's it.
Finally, a son has created an OnlyFans account for his mom and he wants a cut of the action.
So this is like the opposite of Zach Taylor, the Mormon quarterback.
Yeah, this guy wants to watch his mom have sex.
Yeah, he's like, hey, mom, I got an idea. How about we film you fucking and put it on the internet? Like, how many kids have said that to their mom? Hey, mom, you know what we haven't done as a mother and son? We haven't. I've never filmed you getting fucked.
Yeah, we haven't made a sex tape, mom.
Hey, Mom, I would
love to see somebody wear you out.
Disgusting. I mean, how are you even having that conversation? It's just unbelievable. But I mean, OnlyFans, you know, hey, people got to make a buck. And this kid.
Well, yes, people need to make a buck. Yeah.
Yes.
But can't you let that be up to mom, not the son?
Yeah. But
he,
you know,
why does he get a cut?
He's industrious. He's like, mom, I had the paper route. You know, I'm just like kind of looking around. I sold off all my baseball cards, my 100 Alexei Zhitnik cards. What I want to do is I thought of ways we could monetize things around the house. What do you say you put your pussy on the internet?
Good news and bad news, mom. Good news is I no longer have to deliver pizzas in 30 minutes or less. Bad news is you're going to have to start taking in yards of cock.
All right, let's wrap it up there. Excellent work as always, Ed. For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 370 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast.
The Lifestyle's Baller
Podcast.
We'll see you next week. Getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stew, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers.